Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of February, recording at 8:33 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it's a quieter day here with Wall Street being closed for President's Day, but a few things have happened that merit comment. First, in stock markets, you might have seen on the in the comment of the day, the charts of the Tokyo Second Section Index. Now, you know I put great store by that as a leader, and there was a terrific upward dynamic following a little sort of three-day consolidation, I think it was, today, and driving that index up to a new recovery high. Now, that did tempt me to do what I had been talking about to possibly doing, and that was to increase my Nikkei stock average long position. Even though Nikkei was down a little bit today, but it's only down 9 points. Topics was up a mere fraction as well. So all the action was in the second section index. And I pushed my stop up in so doing. Now, I don't think it's a risky strategy, except that because I've got most of my position protected with in-the-money stops. We've got 80% of the position protected with in-the-money stops. The risk, such as it is, and this is a high one, is that we get a little pullback, and that triggers the stop. Conversely, I'm gambling on the basis that if the Nikkei instead pushes higher here in the short term, then the position is big enough, so that would really be quite profitable. Well, why bother with any of this? Well, because I put on a few of these leveraged speculations from time to time, and I'm always happiest when I can build a position and protect it with in-the-money stops. And to do that in a relatively short period of time, one does run a relatively high risk of being stopped out. But if just 1/10 of these positions works out, then of course it's fairly lucrative. Meanwhile, I have Japan in various pension fund holdings, and will certainly maintain those. Now, elsewhere in the European stock markets, there were two reasonably sizable declines in here today. Those are in Spain and in Italy. Now, this could be important because those were the two European markets among the majors that had led on the upside. Of course, the real leaders in terms of overall percentage gains and early off the mark and so on were the emerging markets in Asia. But among the bigger country markets, Spain and Italy, as I say, had led the way, and I've commented on them frequently. Now, they both had downward dynamics in here today. The declines were a little over 1%, and the main sector hit, just from the news reports that I've actually seen, were utilities. Now, why were utilities hit? First, these markets had a pretty good run, but the real reason, I think, is the softening up of the bond markets that we've seen recently. Now, I don't know how closely you follow global bond markets, but I follow them fairly closely because I think they're often a lead indicator for stock markets, and also I have positions there. And I maintain that we have a secular bear market underway in bonds, but that we're in the topping out process. And of course, bonds had been fairly strong over the last few months, I think really from about June right on to up to the end of January this year. So but what's happened subsequently is that we've seen global government bond prices falling on pretty much a daily basis. Incidentally, one of the leaders was the Australian bonds, which were soft. But now in Europe, we've seen in terms of UK gilts and Eurobunds, we have seen an out-of-character decline. In other words, we've lost the consistency of the upward trend. That's close to being the case in the United States as well. It's already the case as far as the JGBs, Japanese government bonds, are concerned. They were down today. I'm short those in the U.S. 30-year treasuries. Now, that sentiment, that bearish sentiment for bonds and the fear of higher interest rates did spill over today into the Italian and also the Spanish stock markets. Now, my feeling is that bonds are going to remain, those long-dated bonds are going to see a further shakeout. And if that's the case, that is another warning shot across the bows of this stock market rally, which is coming up to its 2-year anniversary if we mark the start of this phase of the rally, this big medium-term rally that we've seen back in March 2003, which is what I've done. So, as I say, yet another warning sign. Now, is it possible that we could get one of those delayed responses by stock markets in terms of, aside from the utilities that were hit today, could stock markets actually gain, as was sometimes the case in the past when the bond market weakened and there was a spillover of, not a spillover, but some of the money coming out of bonds as they weakened went into equities. Yes, that is possible, but given that the stock market rally is fairly long in the tooth and that we are seeing other warning signals that I've been mentioning in my recent audios, high on that list, of course, was all that M&A activity that we've been seeing, the very, very strong performance of the resource stocks. My feeling is, and I've said it for quite some time, is that the weaker bonds are, the more that will create a headwind for this global stock market rally in shares. So I do maintain, as I've been saying almost daily, that we are in the end game here, but we really don't know whether the end game is going to be, is the ending imminent, right? Or do we have a few weeks or possibly even a few months longer? And of course, there are plenty of people out there who will tell you that it's a new bull market and it's going to go on into the wild blue yonder, but I am not in that group. I'm a nervous bull here. Okay, what else to mention today? I had a lot of trades in the portfolio, which you might have seen. You might wonder, well, why all of a sudden now? Well, some of them I'd been talking about, such as increasing my Nikkei position. I think I might have mentioned whether or not I should actually increase my long in the Australian dollar. It was a choice between either going for more of that or picking up the New Zealand dollar, and I might get the New Zealand dollar as well, because it does look like we're going to have an upward break here in my view. The metals, I was mightily impressed by the big upward dynamics that we saw on Friday, and of course the share strength that we've seen, particularly in some of the heavyweights such as Rio Tinto and Billiton, suggests to me that the LME metals are going to get a further run here, and we have seen a number of new highs. You know, if I back off and comment on those patterns overall, and you've seen plenty of charts of them, that they have been ranging in pretty choppy fashion really for many, many months. And when that started, that worried a lot of people that it might be a major top area, so we had a lot of bearish commentary on some of the natural resources. And following the other side, or the other question was, well, could it be a top? And in theory, yes, it could, but really, it could also be a consolidation prior to additional gains. Since I feel that the sector is in a secular bull market, I'm biased very much towards the consolidation prior to further gains, and the technical evidence that we've seen recently supports that. So I felt that following Friday's upward dynamics, I could put in the money stops on the LME metal positions that I did have, currently have in tin and lead, and then increase the lead position. And I wanted to add another one and Copper's chart was one of the better ones overall, and it's got one of the bigger backwardations overall. Now, if they continue to move higher, I would, given all the ranging that's taken place in those consolidation phases, I would almost certainly push stops up a bit further and leverage up a little more. We'll see. We'll have to see what happens. And that's pretty much it here with Wall Street close today. All the best.